step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
The Burt Show.
Sarah wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Hey, Sarah.
Hey.
So should you stay or should you go? We just did this with Wendy a couple of minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So you've been dating a guy for how long now?
We've been on 3 dates.
3 dates.
Okay.
And they've been great. And then the last date that we went on, we went to a party afterwards, and I guess he got a little too drunk. And I told him he could just crash at my place. Well, I wake up the next morning, he has peed in my bed.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Peed in my bed.
This is on the third date or after the third
this
date?
This is after the third date.
Oh, so no. He was totally, completely hammered, pees in your
yes.
bed.
Yes, he peed in my bed.
Did he say anything when he woke up?
Well, I woke up and I went and got ready and I came back out and he goes, you're never going to guess what I did. And I'm thinking in my head, yeah, pee in my bed, whatever, you know, that's something a little kid does. No, he told me he peed in my bed. And it's not just like a little pee spot, it's huge.
Did he clean it up?
No, well, I had to leave and go to work, and he came back later that afternoon, and my friend had to drag him into my bedroom to see the mess that he had made.
All right, 404-741-Q100. Wendy, should she stay or should she go?
Yes, go. Because if he gets drunk again, it's just going to happen again. And
yes.
I'm assuming he'd probably stay a couple more nights if y'all ever became anything. So this is an occurrence that's going to happen. So, yeah, go.
That's not the part that bothers me about this whole thing. The part that bothers me about it is the way he handled it.
Yes.
Like, well, he did. He came back later that day, and then he ended up buying me a new mattress. He did buy me a new mattress, but he still peed on my bed.
He bought you a whole new mattress?
Yes, he bought me a whole new mattress.
Oh, okay.
Well, then that's a little different.
That could change things.
Well, that could have been part of the answer of how did he, you know, did he clean it up? No, but he bought me a new mattress.
That's cleaning it up.
That's taking care of it.
That day he went out, buys you a new mattress?
Yes.
Oh, then that changes
it. Wait a second. Now, and was he mortified, embarrassed? I mean, was he just horrified?
I mean, he told people, so he must not be too embarrassed.
Which means if he told people, then I'm guessing it's the first time it happened.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the first time it's happened.
Because if you're telling people and go, oh my God, dude, you're not going to believe what happened, that means it's a once and only. If it's something you regularly do, you ain't bragging.
Why do you think it's not the first time this has happened?
Because I think I've heard from other people that he's done it before.
And the new mattress he bought was one of 4 that he had in the back of his car at that time.
Jen, should she stay or should she go?
Well, I do think he handled it the right way.
Like, it kind of outweighs the fact that he peed in my bed, but it just doesn't take the pee away. He still peed in my bed.
Well, it sounds like you made the choice.
Yeah. Yeah, you're ready to go.
No, I've gotten mixed feelings about this, and I don't know what to do.
And you didn't wake up in a pool of pee, did you?
No, thank goodness it did not get on me.
No.
That would have been awful.
You need one of those Tempur-Pedic ones where nothing moves and it just pools right around him and he just sleeps in his own urine.
Are you dating other people too?
No.
Is he hot?
Not at the moment.
Is he a really good looking dude?
He's good looking. Mm-hmm.
Good looking peer. That's a balance of life right there.
Are you into urine therapy? Oh, God, I can't say. I would probably not go out with him again if it were me.
Okay.
I probably wouldn't go out with
him again.
Some
things you just can't get over. I'd give him another shot. Yeah, he got drunk, he peed the bed, it's embarrassing, he's joking about it, and he went out and he got you a new mattress?
Yeah, one more time, I think.
Yeah, I say stay.
One one more time.
Yeah. Because I mean, if he had not bought that mattress and he left, then hell no. But
right.
The fact that he left because he was going to get you a new mattress eventually and come back with it that afternoon, I think he'd try to make up for it.
I still don't
can help it.
I would look at him the same.
That might be,
I
you know?
I laugh every time I see him.
Yeah.
I'm think, just like, you peed in my bed.
He handled it right, but I think that I would be, like, the attracted to him-ness would be gone.
I could tell you the next time he spends the night at your house, he won't drink for 4 days before that happens.
And you won't sleep a wink.
Hey, Jay. Yeah. Should she stay or should she go? She goes out with this guy 3 times. He spends the night. He pees the bed. But he goes out and he gets her new mattress.
It's a nice gesture, but she should definitely go. He is an alcoholic. He fell into a deep alky sleep and peed the bed. I dated a guy that did the same exact thing, and he turned out to have a drinking problem.
Well, I mean, but you can't say just because a guy wets the bed means he's an alcoholic.
No, not. I mean, I'm not. I just think that's a little bit of a red flag. That's all.
Sarah, how old is this guy?
He's 22.
22 years old.
Oh, he's not an alcoholic. He's a 22-year-old.
Well, at least she needs a courtesy date if he bought her a mattress. Uh-huh. I mean, do the courtesy date and then be
mattresses
out.
Are expensive, and he's a 22-year-old. That's a good gesture.
Hey, Jessica. Good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I just want to say that she should definitely stay. My fiance actually on our 4th date peed in the bed, and it's just an issue that actually common people, when they get drunk, can't control their bladder. Unfortunately, that is an issue with him, but he peed in the bed and made up for it, and now we joke about it till today. I think that she should stay.
Just for the record, I've had a lot to drink, and do not recall ever wetting my bed as an adult.
Let me ask you guys this question, because this goes with sort of a conversation we had yesterday, where a guy tells a woman that he's not good in bed before he sleeps with her, and we said we didn't recommend that.
Not a good idea.
Keeping in the same vein, if you're a guy and you pee the bed when you drink, do you tell the woman that you're about to spend the night with
that you're not body trained?
I just want to warn you that I might pee the bed tonight.
No, you go the hell home.
Yes.
No. You call a taxi cab to take your butt home to your place.
You say,
pee
can
in
I
your own bed. You're pee in your own sheets.
Can I borrow some newspapers? Why? I just want to lay him down right here because
gross.
It's disgusting.
Gross.
I'm not potty trained.
If he ever does come over, he will never, ever sleep in my bed. Ever.
You think this is something that Sean Wheeler could help him out with, Jen? Maybe hypnotize him.
You know what? If you were smart, you would get yourself a new couch out of this, a new recliner, a new rug.
Have him sleep all over the place.
just put him in new
Take advantage.
I would have him sleeping in your car.
Give him some tequila.
Good night. Hey, you want to do another shot?
You want another drink?
Mm-hmm. Hey, no, sleep in that chair. Sleep in that one over there. Thank you. That one's older. Thank you.
Hey, Melissa, should Sarah leave or should she stay or should she go? She's dated a guy 3 times and he peed in her bed, but he did buy her a new mattress.
Go.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
You mean that.
That's not Melissa.
That was creepy.
When you were repeating that question, Bert, I thought, you know, we tackle the big questions.
Hey, Victoria, good morning.
Go.
Hey, good morning. Actually, I was thinking she should stay. I've been married for 5 years, and when I did my boyfriend, my husband now, when we were going out, when we would drink, I mean, he peed the bed, and we still laugh about it. I mean, she obviously likes the guy. He likes her. It's not worse than him puking or, you know, soiling the mattress.
You could do what mothers do with children sometimes to embarrass them and just hang the sheet off the balcony. You know, just let the neighbors know. Just kidding.
Would it change your opinion if it was number 2 and not number 1?
Yes.
Yeah. Then it's
because the bathroom in my bed.
Because urine is sterile.
Yeah, but number 2, he could just knock it onto the floor and blame it on some sort of wild animal that got into the, into the house.
That's gross.
You leave the window open, there must have been like a possum that came in here last night.
Seriously.
Oh,
we were already bordering too gross with the urine. Can we just stop?
That would only work if he has little pellets.
No! Melissa!
Depends on his diet.
Don't be a dude. Do not talk about poop.
And really, Melissa, how do you know what possum poopy looks like?
I'm from Tennessee.
Hey, Paris, good morning. You're on Q100.
You should track them before dinner.
That's supper, honey.
We'd love to get to Paris. Hey, Paris.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay,
hey.
How are you? Or not.
Yeah, hello.
Yeah,
ahead. You're up.
Okay, listen, I think the guy should stay. You know why?
Why?
the guy is a good-looking guy, and she likes her, and she loves her, and she loves him. And then the guy, since the guy bought a mattress, and I think that she should buy him diaper.
The fact that you said that in an accent makes it so much more funny. And I think you should buy him diaper.
You got like 50-50 there, as we do every time we do something like this on the show.
Nope.
You may not be able to get over the visual, though. Yeah.
I don't know if I can look at him the same anymore.
I've never been more aware of the waste of $50,000 on my college tuition that my parents did than I am at this moment right here. Possum poop, buy him a diaper.
Don't mess with the Zohan on the phone.
The Burt Show.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The Burt Show.
So Melissa Carter has been sick the last couple of weeks, although the last couple of days she seems okay.
Well, yeah, I'm trying. I'm trying to feel better. I'm not 100%, and it's frustrating because I have been battling an ear infection in both ears since around New Year's. So, you know, I've told before about how I'm a kidney transplant recipient. One of the things about that is I have a low immune system. And so a lot of times, you know, when I get a cold, it's just a cold and it's fine and no problem. And then sometimes if it's a cold, depending on what's going on, then something piggybacks on top of it and becomes worse. So this started out as laryngitis and turned into, I mean, where my ears were completely blocked, an inner ear infection, not an outer ear infection, and I couldn't hear at all. And I'm at the point now where I hear better, but like if you had a visual in the studio, most DJs you see have like big, thick headphones on their ears. You've seen them, you know, on TV or something. And I have these little earbuds in my ears because I still can't wear the big earphones because it puts pressure around my ear, and it just doesn't help because, you know, if you have an ear infection, it's not just your ear, but it's the tubes that run from your ears. Anyway, blah. So I've been, and one of the things when you have a chronic illness is the nice thing about having a chronic illness is you have a team of doctors, as one person called it, a dream team of doctors that are on you all the time. So my kidney doctor, you know, and is, you know, always there, and all, you know, I see him often.
Is this the good looking one that Jen is always drooling over?
Wendy and Jen have a crush on.
He is smoking.
We need to give him like a McDreamy name or McSteamy or Mix something. And so anyway, so yeah, he's a good looking doctor, but he's also a very smart and talented doctor. And
and he's also very married.
And he's very married to a very beautiful woman. And so he's always monitoring me. And but if something else happens, then we bring other specialists in. And so this is ear, nose, and throat doctor time coming in. And so I've been going to see him. And, you know, one of the things that was, I was so sick, I was on the couch for like 2 weeks in, you know, the beginning of the, or last month in January, still trying to feel better, but I had a checkup on Friday. And so I went to my ENT, and he looked in one ear, and one ear seemed to be clearing up. The other one is, my left ear still not clearing up very well. And the issue is not that, you know, because they want me to naturally try to fight this off with my own body, because any procedure they do, because with anybody else in the room, if this happened, they probably already would have done the needle in the ear and drained the ears. Problem with me is any procedure you do, there's another chance for infection, you know, on top of everything else, because I have a low immune system. So they just have to be careful. So they're, you know, they're treading cautiously with me. But Friday, you know, he still was like, you know, one of my ears is still not doing well. And the only issue is that I have to be in a plane to go to Burt's Big Adventure on the 18th. And so, and he knows that trip's coming. So, so that's the only,
And you don't have any plane trips between now and then just for fun?
No, yeah, because I
normally... That's what Melissa likes to do, fly around the country.
I'd like to get a puddle jumper just to go, you know, up to Kennesaw every now and again. So I have to go back on the 15th, the Monday before Burt's Big Adventure. And if things aren't going well, then I have to do an incision in both.
Oh, God.
eardrums.
Oh, no.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Stop. No, you don't. Drive.
Yeah, the, something.
Drive. Take issue, Greyhound. Leave the driving to them.
Because the issue is
Oh my God.
That he said, I just don't want your ears to explode in the ear
on
the
way drive, to Florida. Get in a car. Rent a car. Drive.
We'll all pitch in.
Enterprise. Yes. We'll pick you up.
So your ears can literally, like your ear, they can literally.
Because the you know, and it's so fascinating when you have anything go wrong with you. And I'm sure that like Bert is having knee issues, and then you learn so much about that part of your body when something goes wrong with it. So I've never focused on ears before, and but you know, when you go up in the air, your ears pop or whatever. Sure. There's different pressure. That's what's going on, and that's natural in your ear, and it's all about pressure in your ear. Well, since my pressure is not correct, then it could be damaging to my ears if I go up in the air and then
it's time to find out
to
how comfortable that Audi is on long car trips.
Seriously.
That is what you're going to do. God. You call. So, yep, that's what you
horrible.
Do.
That's horrible. Yeah. Yeah. So that was the update on Friday. But I mean,
it's
you
like
know.
You're playing eardrum roulette if you go up on that thing.
No, yes. Don't.
Oh my
can't
God.
Do that.
You can't slice your eardrum.
Scare the children.
I know. Hey, kids, don't worry about me.
Hey, is she oozing from the ears?
Oh, God, Jeff.
Stop. I can't even handle it.
What is it, 10 hours to Orlando?
So anyway, so that's the update.
How long does it take to drive to Orlando?
Like 10 hours, right?
No, it's not that long.
It takes 6.5.
That's what I meant.
Yeah,
maybe that's
an
option for you instead of doing that.
We'll
seriously.
We'll discuss it off air. I'm happy to make the road trip in order to, you know, to
you're not getting your eardrum sliced because I would never, ever, ever be able to look at you.
Because that's the only issue. Because I mean, I'm fine because I can hear I can hear better now than I could and I feel better. But
you bring your doctor in here with a scalpel and one of those ear looky things, and I'll be the one to drive you.
If I was a good stunt woman, I would have the procedure done here in studio.
Yes. Katie Couric had a colonoscopy on the air a couple of years ago.
No, that's all right. You don't have to drain your ears in here.
Hey, Sarah.
Melissa, yes. I have a 3-year-old son, and I was going to the doctor since November, and it was been ear infection after ear infection after ear infection, and they were talking about tubes. And I posted on Facebook about how frustrated I was, and a friend of mine posted back about E3 oil, and it's a soothing oil that heals the ears, and you can get it in any nature natural store.
I mean, I appreciate the feedback. I'm a little different than the average person, and it's an inner ear thing, so I don't know where I'm putting that and where it would actually help. And it's not that I don't appreciate the feedback, but, you know, I do feel like I'm in good hands because, like I said, I got a team of doctors on top of me, and, you know, they have to handle my situation different than, a healthy person.
When I'm on the phone with Sanjay later on today, I'll see what he can do for you.
Right.
Why don't you just text him right now, bro?
Maybe I'll do that. Hey, Nichelle, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. Hey. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. It's just painful listening to her.
Yes.
Funny enough, yesterday on Dr. Asha, they said put a clove of garlic in your ear and cover it with a Band-Aid, and by the next morning your ear is better.
Come on. Somebody's jacking with you.
No, that's it. I saw it was on Dr. Oz yesterday.
Well, really? I believe it. If Dr. Oz says it, I'm totally there.
Again,
I love him.
For the
love
average,
Dr. Oz.
For the healthy person, I'm sure maybe that would work.
Hey, Michelle, good morning.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good. All right, how are you?
Good. I just wanted to say, don't go on the airplane. My eardrums have busted.
Oh!
Die! Oh my God! Did she hang up, or did my eardrums just bust?
Oh my gosh! Thank you.
It sounds like that was going to be a painful story.
Yeah, I don't think I could have made it through that.
That was an act of God right there. That it was disconnected.
Yeah, I'm going to beg Amy and Stacy, please don't make me go on the plane.
Hey, Lindsay. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
Okay.
Okay.
Good. Melissa, yes. I have had both of my eardrums cut before.
Uh-huh.
And it is painful. Uh-huh. It is very painful, especially if they're infected, but you will not believe the relief that you will get after you have it done.
But well, does it heal okay?
Ugh.
Huh?
Yeah. Oh, God. You just answered my question.
Yeah, anything except being on that plane and having both your eardrums explode on the Bert's Big Adventure plane. Yeah. We'll figure something out.
Because that's the only issue right now amongst the doctors is, wait a second, she has a plane ride coming
up. If you promise never to talk about that around me again, not only will I drive you down there, I will pay for the gas both ways. Seriously. And whatever fast food rest stops you want to make.
The Bert Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So, Jen, this is your friend, so you talk about her drinking her pee.
She's not. This is my friend, Selden. Hi, Selden.
Hi, Jen. How are you?
Good. All right. So we were talking about this when we were out last week, and she had heard about this sort of growing trend called urine therapy. And I thought that it was a hair treatment when you first brought it up to me. I was like, oh,
or
you put it in your hair? Like, you put it in your hair? What is this? What do you do with it? Like, what is it? And so she'd been doing some of her own research on it and kind of like finding out about this thing because
it's an amazing woman who can pee on her own head, by the way.
No, apparently people are doing this, but it's not a hair treatment at all.
No, it's not.
What
and
is it?
By the way, just for the record, I'm not drinking my own pee.
Okay.
Yet. No, yes. I'm not. I guess, yeah, it is a definitely a growing trend. And apparently it's like a vital source for like nutrients, vitamins, and hormones and enzymes. And I think it's kind of an underground hippie secret that's been going on for a long time. So
it's like
I don't
a thing
know. There,
people do.
There's so many websites about it. Doctors, scientists have been studying it for years.
Do you think maybe the reason the hippies do it is because they're tripping on acid and they think it's a strike?
Could be a big possibility for
okay.
sure.
Yeah, I need to pee, and boy, that's a waste of urine. I could drink this.
It's really odd. So, I met a couple people who are doing it. They swear by it.
Where did you meet them?
Really?
At a job. Yeah.
That's so fascinating.
It's weird. Yeah, they're from New York and they're models. So,
do they pee in a cup and then drink it?
Apparently, it's the first stream in the morning. That's the most nutritional.
The first stream in the morning.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
to anybody who's listening right now,
so
and I'm sorry
crazy.
To my mom and dad who paid for college.
No, I think it's fascinating. Okay, so you wake up in the morning.
You, I guess, urine for like, you know, a second or two, and then the midstream is like the most nutritional.
So you clear the pipes.
Science, exactly.
So it's just like a shower.
One little let go of a little bit.
One little sprinkle.
And then the midstream is, I guess.
And what is it?
And you drink it while it's warm?
Well, you can hold on. There's one set website that says you can drink it straight while it's warm if you're hardcore, mm-hmm. or you can like pour it over fruit.
Oh my gosh.
And that is
Seriously?
A quote. Oh, yeah.
Or Melissa,
oh, yeah.
you could put an ice cube
Seriously.
In it.
Seriously. Yeah. Right. yeah. But they say don't put vodka in it because I guess it's like.
Don't put vodka
it's like taking
in
a,
it.
They say, yeah, because it's like taking a, like a flu shot. So, mm-hmm. like, you're giving yourself, you're intaking what you. You
can
know,
you drink
trying,
a lot
like
of
antibodies? So.
How much vodka can you drink before you do it?
Exactly.
Apparently,
exactly.
I would need a lot. Okay, so these are models that are doing it, and what do they say the benefits are?
Nutrition, health. Like, I guess it's a fight against like everything from asthma to cancer.
Now, if
really?
I'm mistaken,
it's a wide range.
That is a lot of things to cure with just some pee.
It is.
And I'm going back to health biology, like in 10th grade. Isn't like urine?
Is it biology that made you do that? When do you the urine?
I don't do well with medical.
The going back, like, isn't the urine? Hasn't all the good stuff been sucked out of it?
I guess the kidneys regulates. Actually urine is a blood derivative, not a waste derivative or whatever.
You said the word kidney, and the first thing I thought of was that if Melissa did it, she would technically be drinking Pam's urine.
That's right.
Your cousin,
I would be drinking my own.
Your
That's
cousin
right.
who donated her kidney to
That's
her.
That's right.
You'd be drinking Pam's pee.
And then I would call Pam just to hear her reaction. Hey, Pam, I just drank your pee.
Pam's pee sounds like something that you would buy at Trader Joe's.
But you're not supposed to drink other people's pee.
Okay,
only
I know.
Your own
it's only
stuff.
Your own.
Of course
so,
not.
Yeah.
So I'm out.
Okay.
All right, go ahead.
So, the liver filters out all the bad stuff. And the kidneys keeps all the good stuff, the nutrients, the vitamins, the hormones, the enzymes.
Real quick, a question. Hey, Jack.
Yeah.
What's your question?
Oh, well, I just wanted to know, I'm about to go right
Rude.
Now. Can I put it on my cereal?
Can you just go in as Captain
what?
Crunch?
You interrupted her for that.
Just getting the hard-hitting questions.
I'm sorry for... Go ahead. Now, you were talking about the liver, it takes the bad stuff out.
Supposedly, yeah, it takes the bad stuff out, and the kidneys keep it.
But so the kidney keeps it and puts it back in the in your system because urine is something that the body is excreting to get out. I mean,
exactly, and that's what I thought. But I guess I don't know. They say that water, salts, vitamins, minerals, enzymes are kept in your urine.
Mm-hmm. And that's supposed to be good for you.
And then you pee it out. That's yeah.
So how much of this are you supposed to drink? Is it like a little bit or is it like a full glass?
I don't know. I think just like a little. I don't know.
Like a shot?
Oh, I think somebody knows.
No, you're supposed to, according to like
Resh.
Okay,
this is yeah,
I know. Okay.
Resh. Okay, we brought this up in one of our meetings, and I was like, all right, my friend is like investigating this stuff, and this is intern Reshma, and she was the one who responded to one of the emails saying that she had heard of this urine yeah. therapy, too, where you drink your own urine, and it's supposed to be good for you.
Yeah,
Reshma.
It's one of those things where throughout my life, I've heard about it, and it's not like something abnormal. Like, I've heard multiple conversations. My grandma will convince me. Like, it's just comes up in conversation all the time, and it's like a normal thing in apparently with a bunch of Indian people.
Okay, so
your grandmother does it?
My grandma doesn't do it, but she swears by it and says like that if you do this, it will literally cure, like she said, everything from like acne to cancer. Like she knows people that will drink it and solve their kidney problems, people that'll be on treatment for years and do it and they'll like change their life.
You tell her to call me when she's 130 years old.
Well, she doesn't do it. She doesn't do it, but like there's thousands of people. One of her brothers does it and he is, I think, 82, and he doesn't have a single health issue. And like, it originated from like the prime minister in India who lived to like 99 and did it. But according to Indian tradition, you're supposed to drink, like, let the first little couple seconds go and then drink your entire first stream of the morning. And that's like your personal blend of like vitamins and minerals.
The entire
it's
thing.
An antibody, the entire thing.
Wow. I mean, let me just go back
drink
to
drink a lot of water at night.
I'm going back to Jeff's 10th grade biology, because, yeah. you know, I was in the back of the class. And I mean, your body, the way your body is set up, let's just take it back to nature. It's set up for it to be excreted. And if we were meant to drink it, our body would be, you know, positioned in a different
way.
Well,
for guys, if you were meant
to
drink it, that apparatus would be bigger, longer.
But you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
naturally, your body is not built to do that.
Hey, Andy, welcome to the Bird Show.
Hey, what's going on? Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Well, I'm pretty good. I just want to let you know that the Muay Thai fighters, the fighters from Thailand, they've been drinking this stuff for centuries. It's well-known, documented. These guys do it all the time. Machida from UFC, he does it all the time and talks about it.
Really?
Who are these people?
And this is not something that's new. It's been going on for a long time.
Are you, Seldon, are you a Thai fighter, like a ninja or anything?
Weird, you didn't know that about me, Jeff.
I'm just saying, you know, I just know about the fighters, and then I know about the fight scene, and this is just one of the things that they do.
You know what I would do if I was a fighter? I would drink my own urine, but hold it in my mouth, and then spit it on my opponent. Because what would be a better...
spray it, like not just a stream, but like...
That would be my maneuver. Yeah. Like, I'd be known as Jeff the Pea Sprayer.
I am fascinated by this, that it's been going on for so long.
But
all of a sudden we think it's like a new thing for like the New York models that you were talking to. We think they invented it or something.
Do you think perhaps the New York models are doing it because they're so hungry?
That's a possibility.
That they're just looking for something to consume?
They say their nutritionists and doctors have been telling them to do it for years.
I want to talk to somebody that does it, because everybody we've talked to so far has been a friend of somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's actually kind of my whole little quest. To find somebody. I want firsthand experience, like somebody who is actually doing it and the difference in the progress or process of like how they felt before they were doing it and then while they were doing it and
how they got it down
their
throat.
Gag reflex, you know, and then how they feel now.
Hey, Wendy, you're going to have to uncover your face long enough to activate the voice disguiser.
Oh, Wendy's about to pass
Wendy's
out.
Not doing well with this at all.
So is this somebody who does it?
Yep.
Awesome.
See, it really is happening.
Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
You're on the voice disguiser.
All right. No, it's not that I'm embarrassed about doing it. It's just that, you know, because it is strange.
Sure.
But key really, honestly, is how healthy you eat. I would not, you know, suggest that anybody does this who, you know, doesn't drink water or drinks a lot of Coke or, you know, just eats a lot of junk food. But if you are someone who eats healthily, has a really healthy diet, drinks lots and lots of water, you know, your typical urine is going to look just like water. And you're right. I don't know who it was that said drinking the first stream in the morning, but, you know, that's what I do. And originally when I first started, I would put it in, like, my shakes in the morning. And now, because, you know, my urine is very clear, it doesn't have an odor like you would assume, and I mean, my skin is clear. It's great for, I think, starting off your metabolism in the morning. I mean, I feel better. It's wonderful. I love it. I've been doing it for at least 2 years now. So,
Sarah, let me ask you this. Have you ever talked to a doctor about this?
That's where I got it originally. I went to a natural nutritionist. My grandmother had colon cancer. And so I was really, you know, just getting concerned about, like, cancers and all of the toxins in my body. And I just kind of went through this period in my life where I just was, I think I did it out of fear. I was scared of dying and all of those different things. And so I was going to all the natural remedy doctors, and that's where I learned about it.
Wow. Fascinating. Yeah.
What I'm
telling you, the first time that I heard about it, I was disgusted and couldn't, like, I was like, I have to figure out more about this. So I Googled it, and pretty much all the websites that I saw are advocates. I didn't really see. There was one skeptic,
because,
but it, like,
you know why it's not on the internet? Because it's obvious not to drink your own pee. Like, they all,
well,
there's
maybe
some,
not
you
might be so right. Obvious. I mean, it sounds like a lot of people are actually doing this.
Well, I mean, and I will put the argument out of there about the nutrients and everything in your pee. I mean, like, your body can only need so much, and so that's the extra your body doesn't need.
Right.
So by re-ingesting it, I don't know. I'm definitely a skeptic.
Yeah. Hey, is it Andrea or the fancier Andrea?
It's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Yeah, she's humble.
Hi, I just wanted to say that I love you guys, first of all. You're fabulous.
Thank you.
And I'm an RN, and I just wanted to offer maybe a little bit of a medical disclaimer out there to anybody who has any type of kidney problems or has had any kidney problems or has had a transplant, like Melissa. You don't need to be doing this. If your kidneys aren't functioning properly, those toxins that you're not supposed to get back, like the creatine and things like that, you're gonna put an overabundance into your body. If you take regular medications for anything and that are in that waste that's being excreted from your kidneys that your liver doesn't process and doesn't get all those parts, it's just going to build up and it's going to cause a lot more problems. Particularly things like your blood pressure medicine and stuff like that, you're getting rid of what your body didn't use.
So for a healthy person, though, do you think it's okay to do?
I'm not going to do it. But I guess, I mean, like the lady that was just talking before me, who's real healthy and into all of that, and, you know, her urine's real clear, it doesn't have an odor, there's no sign of infection or anything like that. It's mostly water. I mean, it's mostly water and whatever your body didn't keep, so maybe, but yeah. I'm not doing it. This nurse is not drinking anybody's urine or her own, for that matter.
My only caution is with anything, and it doesn't matter about this or anything, is like people assume if it's natural, then it's healthy and your body's going to be okay with it. And I go back to what Jen said, like, talk to a doctor first, because most people don't go get a checkup and most people don't go and know what's wrong going on with their body. But like when I was, you know, like I even told a listener in an email yesterday, when I was on dialysis and my kidneys were failing, food was poisonous. Bananas was poisonous. That's a natural fruit.
You should have drank your own pee. I would have cured your kidney.
Exactly. But I mean, there are some things that your body does not need excessive amounts of,
right?
Because excessive amounts of vitamin C is bad for your body. So, I mean, I always am just so cautious of people thinking that just because it's herbal and just because it's natural does not mean it's good for you, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I go to a doctor first.
The argument, like, I got from my grandma, because I need, like, an explanation, was she said, like, back in the day, the way it originated is when people didn't know what the disease was or, like, didn't know, like, different diseases, that it's, like, your own medication, your body's telling you what, like, the antibodies you need. So, like, for people who couldn't figure out what was wrong with their body, it would, like, help to cure those diseases. So, that's, like, the origin of it.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating.
I would caution you, Selden, if this is something that you're going to do.
I'm not going to do it. I'm just.
And you ever want to kiss a boy? Don't ever tell him.
Maybe
that
I'll swish and like gargle with my urine first, and then kiss.
And
boy.
If you do it, I will sneak asparagus into every meal you eat. I don't know how.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Bert Show.
I have never been a true waiter. I was a busboy in a restaurant. But I have friends who have, including Tracy. She was a waiter when she started working at the show.
Waitress.
I was a server.
Server. Yep. You were a server?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Never
and
done it.
What's
I was
that?
Afraid. I've never done it because I was always afraid. I knew I couldn't. I would drop the food all the time. Like, I was nervous about going from the kitchen to the table and not
dropping,
you know,
that
and
whole
dropping
tray.
The drinks and the food. I just didn't think I was coordinated enough.
And actually, I think the heavier the tray, the easier it was.
Because it's balanced?
Yeah,
or something.
Absolutely. The lighter the tray, the more.
Yeah. And then once you get the technique down where you're holding the drinks and you're taking them off one at a time, once you know how to balance that, it's
good.
You're good to go.
Yeah.
See,
yeah.
I appreciate the hard work that goes into being a server. I think a lot of it has to do with the story that Jessica tells, which she didn't think being a server was difficult and went in and lied about having qualifications to be a server. This is, you know, 20 years ago back in Arizona or whatever. And she went into a very busy Italian restaurant and said, yeah, I used to wait tables and made up some, you know, some reference or something that they never called. And then the first night, the other server called in sick and she got fired. She worked one shift at her first serving job because she was so bad. Because she didn't know all those techniques. So
see,
I
there's
think,
the worst. She's the worst. There's the best. Like the Mexican restaurant, the guys that put the whole oven sleeve on and have 15 plates on one arm.
Yeah, right. It's impressive.
She wasn't doing that. So I appreciate the hard work that goes into serving. And I would appreciate in return honesty. I would appreciate in return that my server be honest with me about, you know, everything, the specials, what's good, what's bad, any story they might tell. I don't want to be scammed out of an extra tip. Joanna?
It's not scamming at all. I'm not scamming people, but I bartend. And as a bartender, I talk to my customers. I make conversation. And especially when it's, I work a lot of lunches. And when we're slow and there's nothing else to do, everything's clean, everything's stocked, I'm like, oh, I guess I'll go talk to that dude at the end of the bar, maybe get a couple extra dollars because I spend a couple extra minutes with him. Well, a couple weeks ago.
And because you're working, it's called talking, not flirting.
Exactly. Right. And I'm not flirting, honestly. I mean, it's strictly like, hey, what do you do? Do you work around here? And then they end up asking you, you know, what you do. I tell them I work here, that my, and one thing leads to another. And I told this one guy that, you know, Jason was in the Army.
And your boyfriend.
Jason's my boyfriend, and he is in the military. Well, I can't remember because it was a while ago, but the guy ended up leaving me a big tip. And I realized that he assumed that Jason was deployed. And I felt like because Jason was deployed, maybe this guy like felt bad because I'm a girlfriend of a guy that's overseas and left me a really big tip. So from here on out, I don't tell people he is, but nor do I dispel the rumor that he is. So I led them on to believe.
You let them assume he's deployed
because I think it gives me more money.
Oh my God.
Do you have an active conversation with anybody about his deployment?
I've told him that, I mean, if they ask, like, has he been to, you know, overseas? I'll say, yes, he has been to overseas.
But you're talking about his trip to Italy on vacation.
Right. So he has, in the past, been deployed,
right? He has deployed. He served his time. He did 15 months, and I'm so proud of him. He came
back safe. But he's home now.
And he's safe here and 2 hours away in Columbus, Georgia. He's not in Afghanistan. But
one could argue that living in Columbus qualifies as a war zone.
I mean, have you ever been to Columbus, anybody? I mean, seriously.
Yeah, it's
not much going on.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
So I know that you're not the only person. So our phone number is 404-741-Q100. We have a voice disguiser that we're not afraid to use. You're more than welcome to use a fake name, be on the voice disguiser, but I guarantee you, you're not the only server who tells stories, especially, and I think, you know what, guys are suckers. So if you're a good-looking girl, as Joanna is, and with a bubbly personality, and you can, you know, be flirty, guys will be like, oh, you know what, I'm going to give her a little something. She's a nice girl. What a nice, that, what a nice girl supporting her military boyfriend. And God, how beautiful.
And guys are just not smart to ask those follow-up questions.
Right. Give them a couple of beers and they're getting all patriotic on you.
Exactly.
God bless America.
I love this country.
Here is my tip.
I'm doing my part.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. You need to start wearing like his dog tags or something.
Well, this one girl.
You can't just wear him.
The fire. No.
This one girl, I used to work at this other bar.
Wait, does that mean he died if you wear his dog tags? Yes. That's not what
but
I meant.
But there's a flag you can wear showing your support for someone who is actively overseas.
I would be afraid that would jinx him to get deployed again.
Yeah, it's like when you're waiting for someone at the hospital or the airport and you sit in a wheelchair. Never do that because it's jinx. So maybe telling the story, but he's out, right?
Right. Completely. He's not. Yeah, he's not going back. You know,
he's not even military right now, is he?
He is. He's still active. He gets out this summer, but I don't want to jinx that he could, you know, all of a sudden just go back.
Sure.
Hey, Mandy, welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I just wanted to tell her that, you know, that happens to us all the time. I'm a military wife. My husband is looking at his 9th deployment coming up.
Mm-hmm.
He's been gone 36 months in the last 5 years. So when they assume that he's gone for me, he really is gone most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that is, in this day and age, is a very natural assumption for people. And I don't know if she, you know, she's saying she didn't tell him because of the tips. And I get that. I'm a server right now, and I completely understand why she's doing that. I don't necessarily think it's the right thing to do, but from a safety perspective, we always talk about, you don't tell them whether they're gone or not. Just by saying that he's at Columbus, I can guess probably in two guesses what unit her boyfriend is in. And one out of the two is something that, you know, the guys in Afghanistan really don't want to know. You know, we don't want the terrorists to know when those guys are gone and when they're home. So that's, from a safety perspective, I appreciate that now she's not saying yay or nay on that.
So you're not. So she's not giving away Army secrets on whether he's deployed or not. But I mean,
see, you're protecting the national security.
Yes,
you're not just getting
an
extra $2 from the rich guy at the end of the bar.
Right.
You know what? Homeland Security, Joanna.
Always,
way to go.
Always keep him guessing.
If she can tell me what unit he's in, because I don't even know what unit he's in, so I'd appreciate if she told me.
Hey, Katie, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. I was just going to say, when I was in college, I went to a school kind of far away, and I was planning a trip over Christmas break to go to Vegas, and I would tell all my customers that I wasn't going to get home to see my family for Christmas, and I hadn't seen them in months, so that I would have more money to go to Las Vegas.
That's awesome.
And is there
and it worked?
Oh, yeah.
How do you weave that into conversation?
Well, they would ask if it was over the holidays in a college town, and they would say, oh, what are your plans for the holidays? And I'd be like, well, I have to work here. I can't go home and see my family. I haven't seen them in 6 months. They felt so bad, and I went and just boozed and gambled on that money.
And I hope you at least thought of Mom and Dad when you were in the front row of Thunder from Down Under in Las Vegas.
So really what we're learning is the wait staff, bartenders, all con artists.
Yes.
Yes.
That's where they start.
Hustle for a buck. Hey, Casey, welcome to the Bird Show.
Oh,
Casey hung
up.
She did the same thing. Hey, Brianna.
Hey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. What's going on?
I used to work at a golf club when I was in college, and I ended up having, I tore my ACL and I had knee surgery. And I had my knee in a brace, and my doctor told me not to go back to work for like several months, but the money was really good, so I wanted to go back. And when the guys asked me what happened and asked me why I was back already, I told them that the manager was really mean and told me to come back early because we were short on girls, and I ended up getting a whole slew of sympathy tips just because they felt bad for me and they were, you know, commiserating with me about how, you know, what a jerk the manager was. So I ended up getting, while I had the brace on, like an extra like $200 every weekend.
Nice.
Sympathy tips.
I like it.
Yeah, sympathy tips.
Work it, girl.
Listen, you only make $213 an hour. You gotta, you know, if I could put an extra dollar in my pocket.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
I gotta do what I gotta do. I need a new pair of shoes. So.
Do you want to plug where you work?
I work at Hudson Grill Midtown.
All right, well, just so you know, the bartender at Hudson Grill who's telling you about her military boyfriend, it's all a lie. Keep your money in your pocket. She doesn't need new shoes.
She's not deployed.
Right. Get it. The Bird Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.